Hi, this is Adam with Soul Sessions, a podcast from All Souls Counseling in Asheville, North Carolina. Our focus is to bring important wellness topics on a regular basis with skills and information meant to enrich your life. Today I'd like to start with the basics of mindfulness, and we will talk about that in a bit. But first, I invite you to take 5 slow, intentional breaths with me. So, set aside any distractions, find a comfortable way to be, and let's tune in and breathe out. Okay, to start this breath practice, I'm going to first encourage you to notice where your breath is happening. Maybe that's where it enters through your nose or your mouth, and also how the air leaves your body through your nose or your mouth. Or maybe you notice just your stomach rising and falling with your inhale and your exhale. Wherever you are, see if you can just, without judgment, without having to change your breath, just notice. Very good. And then, like I said, we'll take 5 breaths together. So let's start by emptying everything out of your lungs. Fully exhale. And then when you're ready to breathe in, fill up your lungs, and then exhale. Very good. Let's do that again. Breathing in, and exhale. That's 2. Breathe in, and exhale. Keep going. Breathe in. And exhale. And then last one. Breathe in. And out. Very good. Now continue breathing in that way if you want. Do that as long as you like. You can push pause on our episode here. Or whenever you're ready, just release that breathing and return to just a natural, slow rhythm, noticing any impact of the breathing on your body, on your mind, on your spirit. Just noticing how that feels. Thanks for breathing with me. As I said before, today's topic is the basics of mindfulness. You're most likely aware of mindfulness as a practice, and maybe have tried a meditation app or gone to a yoga class or something like that. The mindfulness perspective I offer today originates from DBT, or Dialectical Behavior Therapy. In DBT, mindfulness is broken down into 2 main categories, the what and the how skills. Today, I'll just focus on the what skills, which includes 3 steps. Observe, describe, and participate. When introducing others to mindfulness, I also like to jump ahead a bit and steal from the how skills the idea of non-judgment. I cannot emphasize the importance of non-judgment in mindfulness practice enough. So please keep that in mind as you follow the 3 steps of the what skills. So, step 1, observe. Think of it like watching clouds in the sky. The first step in doing this is to just look up and see the clouds. In order to become aware of things, we have to first observe them. It is very basic, I know, but it's really the only place to start. Other ways to think of this might be emotions. First, you have to notice you're having an emotion. Same for thoughts or urges. The first step in being mindful is always observing that it's there or that it's happening. Step 2, describe. Going back to our cloud example, we might see a cloud and then realize it looks like a flower or a puppy or whatever. Step two involves putting words onto the sense of awareness. First, I see the cloud. Then I realize what it looks like. Similarly, I might notice a sensation or emotion and then realize it's anger burning in my torso. Or a thought might come up. I realize it's happening and I put words to it. I'm thinking about that time at work when I made a podcast. Step three, participate. Now, it's a fine detail because for most of us, when we're at this point, we're likely already participating. Maybe not. But participate is the action that typically follows whatever comes up for us. Going back to our cloud example, participate might mean verbalizing that we see a puppy or a flower in the cloud. Other examples might look like acting on whatever emotion comes up for us. That anger we noticed in our torso, maybe we snapped at another driver on the road, or we acted out in some way. Participation is the response to the emotion or urge. So why is this important? Breaking these steps down helps us better understand ourselves and our behavior. It can help get to the roots of what motivates us, why we do what we do. Many folks navigate life without any awareness about what triggers various behaviors in our lives, something psychologist and speaker Tara Brach calls the trance. Mindfulness perspective helps us wake up out of the trance and connect the dots of what we're doing and why we're doing it. How to practice the what skills. Okay, so maybe we're starting to get the concept of the what skills. When practicing this trio of skills, observe, describe, and participate, I encourage folks to keep it simple. I gave the example early on of just noticing and describing clouds as they float by. Other options can be listening to music and allowing it to move your body, or humming along in whatever way feels best for you. Or if a meditative practice is more your style, noticing your thoughts as they come up and picturing yourself dropping them into a moving body of water, one after another. It's important to add that mindfulness takes practice, and a mindfulness session full of thoughts and emotions isn't a bad practice. Noticing our thoughts without just mindlessly acting on them is the goal, not eliminating all thought. This work does not take effect overnight, so please be patient with yourself. Show up again tomorrow and try again. So, that's the first part of mindfulness from a DBT perspective. Next time, I'll explore the how skills, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for joining me today for our Souls Session podcast from All Souls Counseling. Please reach out with any questions, comments, or insights you may have had in response to this information. I hope you found it helpful. Take good care of yourself, and I'll look forward to our time together again soon. You have been listening to the Soul Sessions podcast, an offering from All Souls Counseling in Asheville, North Carolina. All Souls Counseling Center's mission is to serve as a leading nonprofit partner and community partner for quality mental health counseling, outreach, and education, with a focus on those who are underinsured and uninsured in Western North Carolina. Go to allsoulscounseling.org for more information and mental health resources.